Oh, good afternoon, studio.
Hello, studio. It's Frank Bell. I'm calling for it. Lawrence Gallen from Styx.
Can I call you Larry?
You can. You know, if you must, certainly, Francis.
Do you go by Lawrence or Larry?
It's funny. When I joined Styx, it was Lawrence Gallen, which was always my name. That was always my name growing up with my family.
Yeah.
But people would call me Larry with the guys that played hockey with me, but nobody wants to hear about my hockey career.
Oh, I definitely want to hear about your hockey days, because you spent a lot of time there growing up in Canada. So were you like the stud and the mites, the bantams, all the way through high school?
Well, you certainly know your divisions. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And it's funny. I think I was a pretty good player, but the longer that I've been retired from playing, the larger the legend grows as to how good I was.
I love it. Lawrence, do you have a favorite team in the NHL?
I do, and of course, right now I'm watching the final. I don't have to pick sides; it gets recorded on radio. But I do have a favorite in the team in the final, and I won't tell you who they are, but it'd probably be a gambler's choice.
I see. Wink, wink. You're a Maple Leafs fan, aren't you?
Of course. As you know, the Canadian government comes down heavily upon people and what hockey teams they affiliate themselves with, and so yeah. By birthright, almost, I have to be a Toronto Maple Leafs fan.
Well, I'm a fan of your music, not only Styx, but a lot of people don't know you were a solo artist for 20 years before joining Styx, and I've got your album Lost Brotherhood. I knew Alex Lifeson of Rush played on that for you. And how'd that happen?
I was actually managed by the same manager, Ray Daniels, for 14 years that also manages Rush. Mm-hmm. So for the 14 years prior to me joining Styx, I was, in their company a good amount of the time, and I managed to wangle getting Alex to play on that album that you just mentioned, Lost Brotherhood. But what an incredible storied career, and what great, individuals they are as people as well.
Yeah, those guys in Rush are good guys. Well, so are the guys you surround yourself with in a band called Styx. Some people have heard of you guys. Coming to town Monday night, Aerofest number one, Styx, Joan Jett, and Tesla. And Lawrence, it's got to be rewarding. I hear the audience is responding as well to your new stuff off the Mission as they are to the classics. That's got to feel good.
It certainly couldn't be more rewarding, quite honestly, because the it's quite a catalog to try to put a new song, to wedge a new song in amongst those classic songs in a Styx show is a daunting task. And mm-hmm. to hear songs like Radio Silence, The Outpost, Key Dive, those ones going over equally as well as the classics has been, that's really fortified our belief in the record and tells us that that I think we did the right thing in making this album.
And again, the new Styx album, The Mission, Lawrence Gallen of Styx with us in town Monday night with Joan Jett and Tesla. And Lawrence, how did you guys hook up with Joan Jett and Tesla? Tonight's a big night. You're opening tonight in Irvine with these guys. Have you played with them before?
We've played with Tesla in the past, and they're a phenomenal band. They're just flat-out phenomenal band, great devoted following. Joan Jett, we've wanted to tour with her. Styx is a band that we have been able to tour with such a wide myriad of acts, when it comes to the genre of rock that they play. I mean, we've toured with everyone from Yes to now Joan Jett. That's a pretty wide swath. And it just goes to show how broad the appeal is of Styx. But I've heard that Joan Jett's show is fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing it for the first time tonight.
Yeah.
Of course, we're bringing it to Salt Lake City in 4 days. And, I know guys that have played in her band who've had nothing but the most exemplary things to say about her show and about her. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And a lot of Styx fans looking forward to seeing you in town with Joan Jett. Styx coming to town Monday night, part of Aerofest number one. Larry, can you tackle some listener emails?
Let's try.
All right. I got one here from Gay Lynn. Oh, and she's not only a huge Styx fan, but a huge Lawrence Gallen fan, and asked about your wardrobe. She says, from the kilts you used to wear to all the fashion you have, do you have a designer or somebody who works with you on your wardrobe?
I do pick the stuff out myself. There are a few people around now take that seriously. There's a designer who has a place called The Forgotten Saints. That's in Los Angeles. I go and see her often. I'll sometimes just flat out consult, what the National Ballet are wearing, or a Scottish tattoo. And sort of pick and choose some items amongst there. I always run the outfits by Chuck Pinazzo, though. He has a very sharp sartorial eye.
Uh-huh.
And he's able to give me the thumbs up or thumbs down. And, So you see, it's good. It's good to have a consultant there to kind of give you a little kind of nudge in the right direction.
All right, question number two, Lawrence, from Dan and Sandy, avid Arrow listener, can't wait for Arrow Fest and Styx. What song do you get up for most every night when you play it live?
I'm in a really it's amazing catbird seat by the time we get to Renegade every night. It's because Tommy has to sing lead on that song. It's his song. I get a chance to kind of observe how the arcs of the audience have kind of crossed over the last, you know, hour, 2 hours, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's always so enjoyable to see just how people have connected with the show, with that song, with what Styx means to them in their lives. And so Renegade holds that place in my estimation.
Very good. Lawrence Gowan of Styx with us on 103.5 The Arrow. Final question from Leslie in Salt Lake, and she wonders, another personal question here, Lawrence. What mementos of home do you take with you, like a pillow or picture? You're always on the road.
Yeah, I do, actually. I take, obviously I've got, musical things that I'm working on, and I'm constantly doing that. I'm just, as we're on the phone right now, I'm opening my suitcase and looking at it. I do have some a nice souvenir of my mom.
Okay, cool.
That I take with me everywhere, that's one thing. The other thing I have to bring with this band everywhere I go is my passport. So that's another. So that's another item from home.
And no Toronto Maple Leafs hockey puck, souvenir hockey puck.
the pucks come and go.
Have you dropped the opening puck once for the Maple Leafs?
I have never done that, funny enough. No, I've never done a ceremonial drop, as they call it. But yeah. I've done my share of a few anthems with Styx. You know, we did one of the Stanley Cup final game in Tampa Bay a few years ago, and I loved that experience.
Wow. Yeah. How awesome. I'll tell you, we can't wait to see you Monday night. Lawrence Gowan of Styx with Joan Jett and Tesla coming in town to Arrowfest number one at USANA Amphitheater. Last but not least, Lawrence, any fond memories of Salt Lake?
Oh, my God. I've got so many. I have nothing but the greatest memories of Salt Lake. I mean, from, I'm in my 20th year with the band now. It's rarely that a year goes by that we don't play there and see the faithful, so to speak.
Yeah.
I love the city. I love, I remember really getting to know it right after the Olympics. I think that was 2002, where I really started to really walk around a lot and get to know the area and the free transit system that runs up and down the main intersection there. But also, it's just this breathtaking beauty in that place. Wherever you look, you're surrounded by snow-capped mountains and all this stuff that you people probably take entirely for granted at this point. I don't know. But I'm blown away with the scenery there and the just how friendly and how into music people are there. God, it's an amazing audience that we play to there every single time.
Well, Lawrence, it's been great hanging out with you for a few minutes, getting to know you better, and we can't wait to see you Monday night with Styx.
Well, lovely to talk to you, Frank, of course, and thanks to everyone at the Arrow, and keep playing that Styx stuff, and we're going to be there on Monday night, June the 4th, Styx, Joan Jett, Tesla. Please, don't miss that. I mean, you'd be stupid.
Let's tell it like it is. Lawrence Gowan of Styx. And Lawrence, it's safe to say go Golden Knights as we depart, because yes, this is the local market. They show them on TV here.
You can definitely say that. I actually have a few friends that helped to put that team together and are part of it. So yes, you can say Golden Knights all you want. Yeah.
Woohoo! All
Golden,
right.
Golden Knights, impossible odds.
Yeah, there you go. Great note to end on. Larry Gowan of Styx. Larry, we'll see you on Monday night.
All right. See you, Frank. Cheers. Where do you-